The American poet Carl Sandburg once said, "Poetry is an echo asking a shadow to dance." Recently, 5 young people were named to lead that dance for the next year. They are the National Student Poets. They recently enjoyed a ceremony in their honor at the White House. President Barack Obama and his wife, Michelle, created the program to honor student poets from 5 areas of the country. The First Lady said that they felt the program was necessary to prevent the arts from becoming lost in schools.
What we knew is that loss was pretty devastating, because we all know what the evidence shows is that when kids are involved in arts, they do better in school and in life. They have higher grades. They have fewer behavioral problems. We talk about this at almost every event. They're more likely to go to college, to graduate and go on and do wonderful things.
About 70,000 young people apply to the program each year. A team of poets and artists choose the winners. This year's student poets include 17-year-olds Stella Binion of Illinois, Maya Ishwaran of Georgia, Gopal Raman of Texas, and Joey Reisberg of Maryland. 16-year-old Maya Slame is from California. The Lebanese-American read her poem, Sacrilege Incorporated, at the event held at the White House.
"I speak to you, for the only God you seem to know is the God of destruction, always thirsty for more blood, more tears, more futures gone wrong. I speak to you, for children belong to no creed, and if holiness exists, it is the selflessness that runs in their veins. I speak to you, for the magnetic attraction of violence keeps no home in the nonpolar hearts of the young. I speak to you, for senseless violence has no part in my definition of humanity. I speak to you, because blind faith is no faith. Thank you."
Maya said she wanted to express her feelings about being Arab American. She wanted to show how that identity was not always a comfortable one. Maya Ishwaran is Indian American. Her poem, Linguistics, is about losing some of her Indian identity to American culture.
"Ma, I'm losing parts of myself every day, leaving bits of human when I walk, buttons, sweater strings, bras and dust, crushed bottles of water, worlds and worlds and words, latex gloves and frozen over car lots downtown, mustard seed heat thawing immigrant dream silence. I want to question whether these are the things that make up the constellations of my genetics, the silence of my voice. But even I know nothing is silent about life. I've lost more than I've ever lost in 16 years. I've started shedding ethnicity like hair. Mother, I fear I'll go bald."
Maya says the poem was written at a time when she began to realize that she was losing some of her culture, some of her history.
"I was writing the poem after I had realized that I was speaking more English than my mother tongue."
Each National Student Poet spends a year attending poetry classes. They also go to art festivals and do a community service project. Some of the past winners have taught poetry to women prisoners, worked with veterans, and helped people with Alzheimer's. Stella Binion is from Chicago. She says that her dream is to work with and inspire other students especially African American girls.
My dream would be to work with young girls of color, specifically black girls, to empower their voices and feel like their voices are important and heard through the lens of poetry, because that's what poetry has been for me in terms of my experience as a young black woman.
Joey Reisberg of Towson, Maryland, says he hopes to develop poetry workshops in Baltimore. Rioting broke out in that city last year in connection with the arrest and death of an unarmed black man named Freddie Gray. Reisberg says he wants to show that there is much more to Baltimore than the recent unrest.
I'm thinking less in terms of my own work and more in terms of leading workshops for Baltimore poets to show that the city isn't as divided as it seems. We're all still people.
At the ceremony, Michelle Obama said she could not have been prouder of all the student poets from 2016 and earlier years. I'm Katie Weaver.